Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Pro-Life Perspective. All this week, we've been speaking with Luis Zaffarini from our State Organizational Development Department. We've talked about the annual convention, which is going to be next year in Washington, D.C. in June. And we talked about January 22nd activities surrounding the Roe v. Wade anniversary. So today we want to talk a little bit just about the State Organizational Development Department. National Right to Life has a great outreach working with the grassroots people and making materials available to our state affiliates and our chapters so that they can be effective in their communities. So why don't you talk a little about some of what you do working with the chapters?
Well, you're right. State organizational development is there to serve the chapters. We're there for grassroots pro-life activists who want to keep informed and want to educate their communities. We provide as much information and help and assistance as we can for an interested person to volunteer with a local group or with the state group. We also give them as much of our resources as we can so that they can start a local chapter if that's what they like and if there isn't one that's already in the city that they live.
So, Luis, what kind of materials do you, specifically materials, do you have available for the chapters that you can provide?
Well, we have the Stop Abortion Pain signs, like I mentioned, that we hand out for January 22nd events, but people find them useful throughout the year. We also have church bulletin inserts, which are flyers that people can hand out at church or really at any pro-life event throughout the year also. They have various themes, so you should check with us or go to nrlc.org to see what topics they cover, what information they have. We also sell stickers that people can put on their clothes or on their bags. We also have bumper stickers that say, "We vote pro-life, abortion stops a beating heart." Some very popular and an easy and quick way for people to spread the pro-life message and their pro-life beliefs with people in their community.
Now, what if someone doesn't have a chapter in their area? Can they get information from you, and would you help them start a chapter if they were interested in that?
Definitely. If someone finds that they don't have a local chapter or they don't know what their local chapter is, definitely call us. 202-378-8842. Again, that number is 202-378-8842. That's one of the roles that we play that's central, is communicating with people that want to be active and communicating with the people that already run chapters and need people like them to join their group so that they can keep the life issue alive in their communities.
And when they get in touch with you, you'll definitely give them some ideas of what they can do so that they're not just starting out cold and kind of lost and wandering out there.
Exactly. Obviously, if somebody's calling, then they need information. We'll first establish whether or not there's already a Right to Life chapter in their area, and a lot of times there is, and we'll put them in contact with the chapter and the state group so they can find out what role they can play in the Right to Life movement in their area. And if there is no chapter, you know, it's hard work, but we're with you the whole way. We provide answers and as much support as you need to set up this chapter.
Thank you so much, Luis. And I do know the chapters get a lot of support from your department. We have been visiting with Luis Zaffarini this week from our State Organizational Development Department, talking about January 22nd activities for the chapters, as well as the convention next summer in Washington, D.C. And we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. And all these episodes are available on the website, prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.